Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Wednesday, May 12th.
The Dow just had its worst day since February for reasons we're about to explain.
The pod just had its best day since yesterday, Jack.
For reasons explained by T-Boy.
T-B-O-Y, Jack, the best one yet. What's our first story today?
Millennial kids dreamed of getting unlimited tokens to play in the arcade.
Kids today, they don't want air hockey. They want a Roblox account full of the Robux.
For our second story, Macy's was so close to bankruptcy.
So close.
They should just be nursing themselves back to health.
True story. Instead, Macy's just whipped up, honestly, the boldest plan of retail we've seen this year.
For our third and final story, stocks dropped yesterday because inflation, which means you're going to be paying a little bit more for just about everything.
But here's the funny thing Jack and I noticed. It can all be explained by the great chicken shortage.
But Snackers, before we hit those three fantastic stories,
it's a wonderful mix today, Jack.
Best idea of 2021, those new Ben & Jerry's flavors we shared yesterday.
All right, here's the best one so far. Bada bing, bada zoom.
From Tony DeRosa. Great call.
Love that one. But Jack, the worst idea of 2021, what are we thinking on this?
Instagram kids.
Yeah, all the problems of adult social media, now in a child-sized app.
Sounds wonderful. This is the social media app that no one asked for.
Yeah, Facebook's making Instagram kids because they found product market unfit.
You know what 8-year-old Annie doesn't need to see on her birthday, Nick?
That Julie got a pony for hers.
No toddler should have to stress about the like count on their first steps video, Snackers.
Why won't my babysitter take a drug test?
Like, comment, or share if you want to join my Free the Fanny movement.
Don't we all? But Snackers, here are the numbers that are important. 44 American states have now asked Facebook to not launch its Instagram Kids app. So Jack, I gotta ask, what's the takeaway here for Instagram Kids?
We all know what a zucking is.
Yeah, any idea that's so good, Facebook copies it.
Well, this should be the first ever anti-zuck.
An idea so bad, nobody copies it.
Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Roblox is jumping 21% after like insane growth in its first earnings report.
Roblox created the virtual currency for the pre-teenager economy.
Okay, Snackers, here's the Here's what you get.
You're speechless.
I'm speechless right now. Roblox is the video game app that, like, they figured out how to get people to make their product for free for them.
They don't pay developers to make the games. They just let developers make games and then give them the cut of the revenue afterwards.
You'll love to see this. It's kind of like how Uber is getting the rides for free, but they're just giving a cut to the driver.
So 2 months after this video game company that doesn't make their own video games, Direct Listed, they announced their first earnings yesterday, which sent the stock 21% higher.
Okay, the wild number here. Let's listen to this growth. They're getting a million new users every month.
Now, if you download the Roblox app, like a million people do every month,
apparently,
and you want to play, it's free to download and start playing Roblox, just like it's free to walk into an arcade.
But Jack, to play Roblox and not let Roblox play you, you need some Robux.
Astute observation, Nick.
Thank you, Jack.
Roblox players, they spend real cash money to buy something called Robux, which is virtual money to use in your Roblox games.
Basically, you're wandering around, you're hanging out in this virtual world. You're going to want a parakeet to chill on your avatar's shoulder. I mean,
that's going to cost you a couple of Robux.
It's gone. But then, you know, you've been hanging out in there a few hours a day. You get to meet someone, you have a crush, you want to gift him or her something.
A little bit of romance. It's not off limits in Roblox.
Maybe a matching parakeet, maybe a virtual salmon slamming sweater jacket.
Snackers, these in-game transactions are a lot like what Fortnite does, but the Robux economy in there is huge.
Okay, listen to this hero stat we noticed. Roblox sold $652 million worth of their virtual currency Robux just in the last 3 months.
That's a lot of Robux, and it's up 166% from last year's same quarter.
Jack, I mean, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, they're getting all the attention these days. Come on.
But Robux are the virtual currency of the preteen economy.
Jack, this feels like a moment for a PSA. Can we drop a pro tip right now? I feel like we should do that.
You got a 12-year-old niece or nephew?
Maybe you do.
Buy him or her Robux for their birthday.
Trust us.
So he can play more Roblox.
Get this. Another insane stat. 2/3 of 9 to 12-year-olds in the United States, they're playing Roblox for 2.6 hours a day.
Okay. And to hook them up with some Robux, you don't want to be a cheap aunt or uncle.
You don't want
to
be
Give
that guy.
The niece or nephew $15.
That's the average Robux splurge last quarter. And Jack, can I let you in on a little surprise?
Please do.
I put $40 in a savings account for Wilder to give him Robux on his 10th birthday. So what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Roblox?
Dude, you have outdone yourself.
That's the real takeaway here.
Roblox has references. Parents trust Roblox.
Yeah, they do.
And they're the real customers.
Snackers, remember, like, I don't know, 2 minutes ago when we mentioned Instagram Kids, that's the worst idea of 2021?
Yeah, well, right now you have to be 13 to Instagram, but Facebook's trying to change that.
Now, 44 states, they don't like that, and they're citing the potential negative impact of mental health issues and bullying on kids who could use that Instagram Kids app.
Roblox is trying to get the same kids, but they're a little bit more safety for it.
Yeah, they are.
They mentioned the word safety 88 times. In their S-1 filing document to go public.
I mean, I'm looking on the website right now, Jack. They got a section here for the parents. They're highlighting the education. They got the whole digital well-being resources already ahead of the game.
Roblox's good, clean family fun has got the blessing of the real customer, mom and dad.
And parents control if the kid can play.
And parents are the ones paying for the kids' Robux.
For our second story, did you ever finish that bassinet, by the way?
Dude. Yes, I showed you a picture of it.
Bassinet. Second story, Snackers, Macy's has avoided bankruptcy. Incredible.
And now Macy's has put forward a shockingly bold proposal to turn their flagship New York City store into a destination.
All right, so technically, we checked the calendars. Macy's earnings are next week, but the stock hit an all-time low back in the summer.
And investors assumed Macy's was going bankrupt during the pandemic.
And Jack, I feel like now is an appropriate time, before we continue, for a moment of silence for JCPenney, Lord & Taylor, Neiman Marcus.
And all the other department stores who are departed into Chapter 11.
Maybe forever 21. Now, bankruptcy would mean that the stock of these companies would just plummet to zero. It would be at $0.
So fearing that that was the future for Macy's, investors bailed last summer and the stock fell to an all-time low of $5 per share.
Well, Jack and I noticed yesterday, Macy's didn't just survive. Stock's up to $16 now.
Not too shabby, but let's be honest, they're still way off their historic levels when malls were a big deal.
Okay, so now we know what you're thinking. What is Macy's going to do? Well, department stores, they do one thing. They do one thing really well. They come up with turnaround plans.
And the answer for their turnaround plan, it always seems to be, we're going to do e-commerce.
We are. Check out our deck. We're going to do online e-commerce apps for Gen Z.
Not for Macy's. They're doing the opposite. Macy's, The crown jewel is their Herald Square, New York City flagship location.
Yes, it is. And they're kind of pulling a Bobby Frost on us here because they're doing more there. They got 1 million square feet of retail space in Herald Square.
It's a rite of passage in New York to get lost. You enter on 34th and Broadway.
You do.
You leave and you're on like 35th and 7th.
Jack, I entered once on 34th Street. I came out in a different dimension.
This store, it has 43 sections across 12 floors. And another 1 million square feet of office space for Macy's corporate headquarters.
Which is why we noticed this shocking headline from Macy's yesterday. They're offering a $235 million investment to add a huge office tower above the OG department store.
On one condition.
One condition.
The city of New York help out by upgrading the subway stations around the building.
Yes.
Permanently blocking vehicular traffic. And turning this plaza into a pedestrian paradise.
Jack could not be more on board with this plan. By this time next year, you and I should be able to lie down on our backs in the middle of Herald Square and record a podcast.
That would be great. And if this is approved, if that happens, Macy's will have a whole office building above their OG building, which will continue operating during construction, by the way, to collect rent.
Sounds kind of like a profit puppy for them.
Also, 17,000 workers working in that building, they're probably going to stop by Macy's during their lunch break.
Also, New York City gets to preserve Macy's as the anchor institution of Herald Square.
Where else would the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade end than Herald Square?
My mom once carried a balloon in it, and her heart, I think, is still in 34th Street.
I can't do a Woody Woodpecker impression.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Macy's?
Think creatively about your core competence.
Okay, real estate, that is something that Macy's really understands, even more than retail.
They also understand catering to tourists because the 34th Street location, it literally has a Christmas movie named after it.
Buddy the Elf literally worked.
I did. Now, Macy's isn't going into e-commerce.
No, it's not.
It's doubling down on physical retail instead.
And we've said it before, retail's not dead, bad retail's dead.
This plan flexes Macy's real estate expertise and their relationship with tourists to create good retail.
They thought creatively about their core competence. For our third and final story, why did stocks just drop? We know that's what you're thinking.
Naturally, the concern that we're about to pay a little bit more for just about everything.
And this all begins with chicken and roosters.
It begins with Tyson Foods, which produces one out of every five bites of meat in America.
They're famous for the ballpark franks, maybe the Jimmy Dean sausages.
They're less famous for the, you know, standard 3 pounds of chicken breast.
They're basically the Tupac to Beyond Meat's Notorious B.I.G.
Sales rose 4% last quarter for Tyson Foods.
They did, but we don't want you to think about that. Forget that number. Here is the more important number from Tyson. Chicken prices jumped 8% last quarter.
The great chicken shortage
is upon us.
And there's two sides that cause a shortage. First, we're going to look at the demand side. Chicken is to 2021 as bacon was to 2011.
And kale and avocado were to every single year since. Jack, the top pandemic delivery food, need I say more?
Wings. The top fast food in the past year, fried chicken sandwiches.
We don't want to know who's launching a chicken sandwich. We want to know who's not launching chicken sandwiches these days.
So on the demand side, there's record demand for chicken in America, but we already knew that.
We've talked about it. It's been a snacks daily theme. You've heard about the chicken demand.
On the supply side for chicken, we're actually seeing record problems.
Yeah, this is wild, snackers. Jack and I jumped in snack style and we almost broke the whiteboard on the number of things here. First, let's talk about the chicken feed, Jack.
The prices of soybeans, corn, and wheat
delicious
have almost doubled just in the past few months. It's the highest price for those commodities in a decade.
You got like a lot of reasons for this. You got bad weather. You've got some corns being used in fuel. You've got China buying up a bunch of our soybeans, whole bunch of factors.
Another supply side issue is labor. The pandemic kept people at home instead of in the factory.
I mean, you can't have dozens and dozens of workers in a factory plucking chickens next to each other in the middle of a pandemic.
Okay, another random issue for the chicken industry. The shipping industry.
Totally. Port problems this winter that left ships stuck at sea.
Chicken nuggets sat there on ships just outside of port. Literally, that's burning cash for Tyson Foods.
The Pacific Ocean, just nuggets waiting.
Now, this last one is extremely specific to the chicken industry.
Jack, I don't know if we can say this, but this may be my favorite supply side issue with the great chicken shortage.
One type of rooster for Tyson Foods hasn't been as fertile as in previous like seasons.
You heard us right. This one particular rooster species like isn't helping produce enough eggs to hatch with the chickens.
So Tyson has fired this breed of rooster
from
their breeding program.
That's right. The rooster, gone. It's causing the great chicken shortage. So Jack, if we add all that up, Tyson now says they expect substantial inflation across their entire supply chain.
Inflation meaning rising prices.
That's right, because you got more expensive feed and more expensive labor and more expensive new roosters.
And all of those costs, those higher costs, they get baked into the price per pound of that bone-in chicken thigh that Tyson wraps up and gives to the grocery store.
And that is why we've got the great chicken shortage. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are all of us, every single person?
Inflation is the Godzilla of economics. Everyone's afraid of it, but we haven't seen it in years or decades.
But funny thing, Snackers, the number one theme that Jack and I have noticed for this entire second quarter earnings season is that companies now are seeing Godzilla.
Your go-to anything has upped prices just a little bit because of the same issues we just described in the chicken industry.
Supply is tight. You got expensive materials and not enough workers.
On the other side, demand is strong. Revenge spending and stimulus checks.
You're not satisfied with the chicken, Snackers? Oh, we got some more examples for you. Procter & Gamble raising prices on Pampers and Tampax.
General Mills raising prices from Cheerios to Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, you want to drive in your car to the drive-thru to buy some of those chicken sandwiches? Well, car companies are jacking up prices because of a shortage of computer chips.
All these rising prices, the Fed can combat inflation by jacking up interest rates. They've done it before.
Now, our central bank hasn't had to do that in decades. And if they did, that would make stocks less attractive because of the higher interest rates.
And that's why we had stocks drop yesterday on fears of this.
So Snackers, the next time that you overpay for chicken,
it's a reminder that the Fed may have to jack up interest rates to slay Godzilla.
And that would be bad for stocks. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Roblox players are convincing mom and dad to buy them some Robux.
It's the virtual currency, but mom and dad are the real customer.
Macy's has an ambitious plan for its New York City Herald Square flagship store.
Yeah, it thought creatively about its core competence. That's the key.
And fears that inflation could lead to increased interest rates, it's spooking investors again.
Inflation, it's the Godzilla of economics, and we might be seeing it for the first time in years. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by Chris Louie from lovely South San Francisco. Chris, I'm waving to you from up north here, if you can see me.
Hey, Snackers. The great San Francisco earthquake of 1906 and resulting citywide fire destroyed many immigration records. That gave Chinese immigrants living in America the opportunity to claim that they were born there, which granted them birthright citizenship and allowed them to legally bring their children from China. The people coming over from China forged paperwork and took new last names to appear to be children of people already living in America. That's why today, many people of Chinese ancestry have both a paper last name, the name they used to come over, and their actual last name.
Snackers, May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
We want your snack facts. Send them to us right here by clicking on the link at the top of this pod episode.
We got a Google form there in the episode description. You can upload an audio file for us.
In the meantime, Snackers, you look fantastic. Jack, your little baby is going to get some Robux in 10 years.
I am so excited about that compounding interest. You know I charge a management fee for that interest.
You know I charge a finder's fee for this Robux account.
If you're going to throw me a couple Robux, I'll accept.
Take some Robux.
We'll see you tomorrow.
And before we go, Snackers, congratulations to Kaylin Brandon. Just got married down in Chicago, which does logistics.
Gemma and Brian took it one step at a time.
Yeah, they did.
Moving in together in Upland, California. Congrats.
All right, Madison McDonald, congrats on finishing the CPA over in Houston.
Ricardo Mendez just got a new job in Caracas, Venezuela.
Meanwhile, Eduardo Garay just finished his PhD, Jack, down in Honduras.
Happy birthday to Chibuike in Lagos, Nigeria.
And Cody Berry down in Whitefish, Montana.
And Moran Benti, a mid kid.
Yes.
In Shishamin, Ethiopia.
And Urja, celebrating the 27th down in New York.
Happy birthday to Sherry in Costa Mesa, California.
And Nick Lavoy in Putnam, Connecticut.
And Asta Kacker in Mumbai, India.
And Luke Pilador in Portland, Oregon.
And Diana Angelini's got a birthday.
Yes, she does.
She also has her whole women's investing group snacking on the pod.
And where else, Jack?
Chicago.
Doing logistics.
This is Jack. I own stock of Roblox. Nick owns stock of Beyond Meat. And Nick also owns some Ethereum named Ethel.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, Tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.